This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The head of Russia's Wagner mercenary organization is for the first time publicly rejecting Moscow's official justifications for the war in Ukraine. The comments come from Yevgeny Prigozhin, directly run counter to assertions from President Vladimir Putin, and mark a new milestone after months of feuding with military brass. Reuters correspondent Matthew Rotonda reports.
This is part of Prigozhin's video, which was posted on Telegram.
Why was the war needed? The war was needed so that a handful of scumbags could have a blast and get PR attention showing how strong the army is. The war was needed not in order to return Russian citizens to our bosom and not in order to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine. It was needed for one star with additional embroidery so that one mentally sick man could look good on a coffin pillow. Shoigu lives by the principle that a lie must be horrific for people to believe it. That's when the lies come.
Prigozhin's referring to Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, a constant target of his criticism. He's often accused Shoigu and other military leaders of incompetence, but rejecting the core reasons for the war is new for Prigozhin.
That's Reuters correspondent Matthew Lorotonda reporting. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky said Thursday he believes Russia may be preparing for an attack on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant involving a release of radiation. On Friday, Russia, in turn, urged the International Atomic Energy Agency to ensure Ukraine does not shell the power plant, which is under Russian control. Speaking to reporters at the White House Friday, U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby was asked about both claims.
Look, I've seen those reports. I've seen those comments. I just don't have anything to confirm them or speak to the validity of them. The only other thing I'd say, and we've said this before, too, is that I think we should all be able to agree that a nuclear power plant is not a great site for military operations one way or the other.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department announced Friday it has filed criminal charges against four criminal Chinese chemical manufacturing companies and eight people over allegations they illegally trafficked precursor chemicals for fentanyl. The indictments filed in two federal districts in New York mark the first time the U.S. has aimed to prosecute any Chinese companies responsible for making the chemicals used to make the painkiller. Speaking at a news conference in Washington, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland described the charges.
As alleged in our filings, just one of these China-based chemical companies shipped more than 200 kilograms of fentanyl-related precursor chemicals to the U.S. for the purpose of making 50 kilograms of fentanyl, a quantity that could contain enough deadly doses of fentanyl to kill 25 million Americans.
Garland told reporters two arrests have been made in the case that was filed in the Southern District of New York. The day after a missing deep-sea submersible was found in pieces on the seafloor, having imploded during its descent to the wreckage of the Titanic more than 3 kilometers under the ocean, experts are questioning the design of the vessel. One expert, mechanical and marine engineer Jasper Graham Jones, told the Associated Press he questioned why OceanGate, the company that made the submersible, used carbon fiber composite material to fabricate the hull.
Normally, it's made out of titanium, a hull, and they've made this out of composites. Yes, composites are extremely tough. Yes, composites are extremely long-lasting, but we do have issues with composites and the fact that composites fail in slightly different ways than other materials.
Graham Jones also questioned the design with an elongated chamber for the crew and passengers. He said most submersibles are spherical. A host of the right-wing internet program InfoWars, Owen Schroyer, has pleaded guilty to charges related to the Capitol riot on January 6th. Associated Press's Ed Donahue reports.
Schroyer didn't enter the Capitol on the day of the riot, but he led rioters chanting near the top of the Capitol steps. He had a megaphone and was heard yelling, "Democrats are tyrants. Death to tyranny. Death to tyrants." The guilty plea is to a misdemeanor charge of illegally entering a restricted area and carries a maximum sentence of 1 year behind bars. Schroyer has hosted a daily show called The War Room with Owen Schroyer for the website operated by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. He promoted baseless claims of 2020 election fraud. Schroyer's attorney accused prosecutors of trampling on his client's constitutional rights to protest, speak freely, and report the news. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, go to our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.